Buenos días. Today's gospel of the mustard seed reminds us that even the smallest of seeds, if it is planted in the right place and tended to by the Spirit, can take root and grow. Sure, there are setbacks and unexpected challenges, but growth, it is a persistent thing. And as we know well, you can't hold back the spring. The Chiapas mission was a mustard seed 25 years ago. Father Jim, Father Enrique, and Reverend Mary traveled to the southern Mexico state where Enrique had ministered. The experience of living with families there and sharing joys and challenges of everyday life was one that resonated with our commitment as a community, to be in places where people may be marginalized, excluded, or unable to obtain the standard of living many of us enjoy here. These visits continued. A few projects were started to help individual families. A few programs were launched to help the larger community. Some programs grew and are around today, like the coffee program we have and Las Becas scholarship that Lori will share about. Some are not around today, but all of them serve to grow us, to have a better understanding of what it really means to walk in solidarity with a community so different than our own. Regardless of the programs, we kept doing the most important thing, and perhaps the hardest thing, showing up. We began calling these visits pilgrimages, because they represented new frontiers discovered. Much like the Heart of the City retreat here in Rochester, we began referring to pilgrimages as the Corazón de Chiapas experience, the heart of Chiapas. So the name has evolved over time, our programs have grown and changed, and the pilgrimage experience has changed and expanded to include more people and places to visit. But there is one thing that has largely remained unchanged. When people are interested in making the pilgrimage, we get asked quite frequently, what will we do when we get there? Many times people share about a skill they have for a project. We reply that there are no projects. Maybe a bike or two to fix, perhaps some engineering know-how needed to hang a piñata. We emphasize that the pilgrimage is to go and simply be with families and spend time with people in the communities that we support. The realization of living, not just visiting, becomes clear, living with families. Perhaps not knowing the Spanish language becomes a concern. And we understand, we've been there. It is intimidating at first, but it melts away. And we can promise an unforgettable experience. And we've not been wrong in almost 28 years. We believe people begin to think about going to Chiapas in a different way after these conversations, less about doing and more about being. But I get it. We refer to this as the Chiapas mission. And I myself went on my first visit 25 years ago thinking that we'd be doing a project of some kind. But it was just really, for me, a new beginning in my own faith journey. And it's an honor every pilgrimage to see how the Corazón de Chiapas experience impacts the faith journey of others. So the mission is more than us going there and giving. It is us going, being in the awkwardness and unpredictability together, overcoming barriers together, celebrating as brothers and sisters together, receiving the grace and embracing the love and humility of it all together. Pilgrims. And it may be that we are the project, building relationships, demolishing fear, planting justice, growing solidarity. Now, we don't expect that the question of what will we do when we get there to go away, and in fact, I hope it doesn't. It's kind of fun to bring it up after a couple of days in Chiapas, after one of the pilgrims has just passed an amazing day, walking around, pantomiming to communicate, playing with kids, heart full from taking in the whole thing, right when they're about to sit down and enjoy a freshly prepared, lovingly made, homemade meal, so good, maybe some freshly squeezed orange juice, perhaps a child still beckoning to play. I like to lean over and say, "Are you missing a project now?" And in that moment, the power of just being and not doing wins the day. But make no mistake, because we show up, we know these families who have given so much to us can use our support to become stronger and more secure in their future.
Las Becas is our scholarship program, and it's a seed that has grown and today impacts the lives of many young people and their families in our beloved community. It started over 15 years ago with an idea by Ann Zengerle to start a fund for three families who needed help with school expenses. Today, with your generosity, the fund helps 43 students to help them pay for school expenses and other things, ensuring that they stay on a pathway of education that leads to better career opportunities and a higher standard of living. Las Becas is special because it's administered by a young teacher, Nigeli, and her sister, Gloria, along with their parents, Julio and Azalia, who have been opening their homes and their hearts to pilgrims for more than 25 years. Education provides a fighting chance to significantly improve quality of life, one person, one family at a time. In Chiapas, a solid career may mean the difference between having a dirt floor or a concrete one, tin walls or brick, between relying on today's wage for a meal tonight or having a dependable job. Dramatic examples? No, this is the reality of life in Chiapas. But these families, they have grit. They don't complain or consider that they have little to share. Quite the opposite. They are so generous, and they always give their best to us. It's simple, yet familiar. They want more for the next generation. We know, and they know too, that education is el mejor, the best. Las Becas is also providing more than financial means. Moms have formed a prayer group. They learn from each other and support each other spiritually. When there have been unexpected challenges during our visits, these families have always been our angels. This year, because of COVID restrictions, we were able to disperse scholarship money directly to the families instead of relying on Nigeli and Gloria to deliver the funds in person. It made such a difference. We heard from families directly how Las Becas support was needed, especially this past year. You will hear this message in the videos we'll be playing shortly. The pilgrimage experience, as Krista shared, has grown considerably as a result of our coffee program. Cafe! The typical pilgrimage now includes a trek up and into the mountain rainforest to Simojovel de Allende to visit Sirsa, the coffee cooperative, and a push even higher to indigenous villages that are members of the Sirsa cooperative. Pretty impressive considering that our coffee program that was a seed that was planted by Bob and Kathleen Campbell over 20 years ago. Profits from our coffee sales have helped to fund stoves in the simple homes of indigenous families, providing life-saving ventilation, building supplies to construct mushroom-growing huts to provide better nutrition, and Sirsa's new processing facility that enables them to remain competitive with large multinationals. And our coffee program has met with particular growth in spite of the pandemic. We have not been able to visit in 2020, but we furthered our relationship in a very big way. Not only are we buying beans directly from Sirsa and roasting them locally, we are doing so while supporting a good cause through Coffee Connection. We've added online ordering with options for local pickup at 1872 Cafe, home delivery, and shipping to all 50 states. We've opened the door for more opportunity with this program. Sirsa Single Source has been very popular, and it has been enjoyed muchísimo Buying it means more money back to the CIRSA member families who rely on their sale of coffee beans to make a living. So on your way out, grab a bag, feel good about it, and let us know what you think. My hermanita Krista and I have said enough, so please listen to the heartbeat of our connection with the people whose lives that you are impacting.